Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know.
Scott Enstra Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thanks for joining me tonight. We're going to, let me see if I want to open the chat room or not. In case there's some questions, I'll do that. Tonight we're going to be talking about Freemasonry and the curse on the United States. We need to understand that Masonic lodges, Elks, Moose, Odd Fellows, Morning, all the different things that are out there, are all based in Luciferianism, period. We need to understand that Washington, D.C. is its separate entity from the people of the United States of America. It is the corporate headquarters for the corporation of the United States. It has nothing to do with the people. It's under Masonic control, goes back to the cabal, the black nobility, those things of admiralty, those things of the British courts, also known as maritime, everything that has nothing to do with you and me as a citizen is put in place strategically over the years to put us in bondage for today. See, everything was for today. Who you are, where you came from, has been manipulated and controlled to put you in bondage. Now, we've talked heavily about psychotronics. We're going to be doing a lot more of that because you think demons are bad. They are. You think fallen angels are bad. They are. And I want you to understand this. Is people. Now, why is that? Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, what Christ has done for us has given us the power and authority to trample on scorpions and serpents. We have Christ who lives in us, who has been given all by the Father. And in the Great Commission, we are to move forward and to cast out demons and heal the sick, to expose evil, to do those things that are godly. But when you have people who we have no authority over, because we are all of free will, when they make a decision who they're going to serve, and that's who Masons have done, to serve another god, a small g god, several gods, in fact, When the church talks about Satan, what we're really talking about is the corporate globe. Now, when they're speaking of Satan, what we need to understand is it's really Lucifer, the fallen one. Okay? So when we speak of that, we also speak of the regiment, the platoon, the army, those things that are out there that are as an entity, as a whole, like a corporation, like an army, that is going to come, that is coming against us. And what they have done is they have manipulated, they have lied, they have hoodwinked, they have beguiled, they have bewitched humans to be involved in such things as Freemasonry. Now, Freemasonry is just one faction, as I mentioned. I'm going to go through a list here of these. Now, let me lay out my program. What I'm going to be doing is today I'm going to be setting the stage as to why the nation is under the curse of Freemasonry. And I'm going to be doing a series for this month, what's left of it. And I don't know if I'm going to continue with Scott Hensler Network and incorporate it into Tinfoil. I'm still waiting on a word from that to see what I want to do. And then that way everything will just be on one channel since we're addressing everybody. And so what I'm going to do with these last shows is I'm going to be taking you through the prayer release of Masons and their descendants. Now, you can find this on my website at scotthensler.org. You'll find it at the top tabs. You'll see all the different writings that I've done. And everyone needs to do this, just like everyone needs to be baptized. Now, I say this because the curse that is on your family, those things that have been placed upon you through your ancestors, through your parents, through your uncles, through your aunts, whatever the situation is, affects you greatly, affects you more than you could ever imagine. Now, notice I use the term hoodwinked. Now, that's what it means is, you know, there were those that were captured and brought on ships, you know, the commandeering, and you know, Shanghai, this is where the word comes from. And so either drugging someone, making them so drunk, hitting them over the head, putting a hood over their head, being hoodwinked, means a deception, a lie. So Freemasonry is of the occult. It's all secrecy. Now, you notice what I did for an introduction tonight with Kennedy. He was warning us about this. Now, we need to understand that Kennedy, I'm not going to put him on a pedestal whatsoever. He probably was the last human, probably was the last that was definitely approached, was definitely they tried to bring him into the New World Order, and he may have been in his own right involved in some ways, but he still was not going to go along with the game plan. And you know how that ended. So with Lyndon Johnson, with the Bushes, with all those that have been pegged before to be involved, if you go to the video, and I believe I have it on Tinfoil Hat Club as well, and it's JFK to 9/11. Now, that particular video is about 2 hours, 2.5, maybe 3, I forget. But I need you to understand that if you take the patience and watch that, you will never see things the same way again. The documentary, the information, those things revealed show in detail, step by step, the involvement of everyone who became our presidents after that, the ones who were trying to be prior. And what we even have today, we're heavily involved. It wasn't just one group, by the way. It was several because Kennedy had turned his back on all of them. He was a threat to them, and so therefore they eliminated him, period. Now, what that means is that the shadow government, the black nobility, those who are head of the Freemasons, those who are of the cabal, the Zionists, and by the way, those who take offense, of exposing the Jews and their involvement, you've been lied to. You've been hoodwinked. You need to understand that Israel was a strategic placement of the Illuminati location of the Middle East in an attempt to mimic prophecy, to get the Christians on board to usher in World War III. Now, when we look at Albert Pike and morals and dogma, we see that he literally wrote about this. This was what he wanted to do: World War I, World War II, and World War III of using Islam. Now, the way that to get those who were believers in Jesus Christ then was to hail Israel, to bring it back in the physical, not the spiritual, that the scripture tells us about, and through documentation, through Darby, through those things of you know, Baptist Church, the teachings that come out of the Masonic Lodge, was to get us to think that Israel was the physical that we were to look at. And of course we know that the Zionists are actually Khazars. We see in the book of Revelation, they say they are Jews. They are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. So this is what's going on. Now, you need to understand that one of the reasons that you believe in all of that, that they've forced down our throats in the churches, is because you've been bewitched. You've been hoodwinked. You have a curse upon you that does not allow you to see the truth. We have scales, we have a veil, we have those things that are placed upon us. And what Albert Pike had done, we need to also understand that Albert Pike was the founder of the KKK. He was in opposition of Abraham Lincoln, but we need to understand the Zionists were playing both sides, the North and the South. This was another strategic move to cause division amongst those who could have opposed the New World Order. So Albert Pike, being the Grand Master of both Europe and the United States, was a key component in establishing Washington, D.C. as it is. Now, in order to do that, they had to get rid of Abraham Lincoln. Now, we need to understand that Albert Pike was a general of the South, and during the end of the war, he fled to Canada. Now, in that time, he was also head of the Knights of the Golden Circle, which involved Jesse James and, of course, John Wilkes Booth. Now, we know that name. John Wilkes Booth did not die in that barn fire, okay? He lived out his life. Now, the KKK was brought in because what they tried to do was overthrow the establishment of the North, of the Union for the established government. And what they were also doing was representing the very wealthy slave owners, because they didn't want to give up what they had. And so they were through tyranny, through corruption, through terrorist acts, if you want to call it that. And by the way, that was forced down our throats. Being established in 1860, you know, those things that took a place during and after the Civil War, that what they did is they established the secret societies because of the masks that you saw for the KKK. So the guy who ran the mill, the blacksmith, the one in the post office, the one that was the mayor, basically were all in these secret societies. Now, again, I need you to understand that the Baptist Church was in the middle of all this because that was birthed out of the Masonic Lodge, okay? So those things that have been brought even to today have migrated into today's churches. This is a Babylonian system that has been put in place to keep you in bondage, to keep you from being the men and women of God that God intended you to be. So by focusing on other doctrines, such as those things of pre-trib that we've talked about, predestination, the dispensation that was brought in by the Zionists. Now, the protocol of the learned elders of Zion, we need to understand, was also a part of this. Now, again, this comes from the cabal, those that still use the Talmud, and we were told that the so-called Jews today, that their Torah was actually the Old Testament. That's a lie. See, we've been lied to about every aspect, that in reality it's the Talmud and their god is the serpent. Okay, Tex Mars has been very instrumental in bringing that information to us to educate us to this point. And we know that he's dealing with some illnesses right now, as in heart attack. And so our prayers go out to him. He has been a great leader in exposing Zionism. And so may God be with you at all times, Mr. Mars. So and we need to understand that everything I'm going to go through tonight is in the basis of what Tex was exposing. Okay? Now, Freemasonry is in everything. Police departments, county seats, federal establishments, those in the Pentagon, those that have to do with executive branches, Obama himself. But see, those are only one piece of the puzzle, okay? And what that means, you know, I get really tired of those who don't quite understand this, what I'm talking about. What I am telling you people is it literally is going to save your life. It is going to save your marriage. It is going to save you from going from the fiery pits of hell, because the curse of Masonry is on every man, woman, and child in this nation. This nation was founded on the blood of the innocent. Now, the Puritans who came over and established themselves were trying to get away from that tyranny for the freedom of religion. But alongside of them was a secret society of their fellow man that they did not know about, who were here to establish this country as the foundation, as the corner of those to enslave the world. This was their plan from day one. So I need you to understand that what I am telling you is in full document. You're able to research it. You're able to verify those things that I'm saying. Now, I did talk in depth in my book, Second Heaven Invasion, and again, I want to mention that I just went back and looked at it, that it's still holding 5 stars on Kindle Amazon for about a year now, all right? So it's got something that's giving out, and I have a chapter dedicated to Freemasonry. So when we look at, when we take a step back and look at the big picture of everything, we see that those things of the cabal are in the basis of who we are. Now, where did that come from? Okay, we look at those of the Jesuits, the Rosicrucians, okay, the Knights Templars, all of these that are involved in these secret societies have to do with Europe, have to do with London, have to do with the king and queen, the queen that's there now, that they are the seed of Satan. They are the descendants. They are the one that is in contrast to us as ones who believe unto Jesus Christ. They are of the Antichrist. You need to understand that. And their job as humans and part humans and hybrids and reptilians and clones and all those things that have been formed to be a part of the hoodwinking of the Great Deception is to cause you and I to stand down, to keep us from praying, to keep us from being delivered, to take baptism out of order, to take communion out of order, which in itself, if you take communion out of order, it is an abomination and has a curse placed upon you by God himself, period. So in Freemasonry, there is the mocking of communion. Now, let me set the stage for why this involves every one of us. When you have an ancestor who enters into Freemasonry, their oaths that they take, okay, remember, we're reminded by Jesus, we're told by Jesus that our yes is to be yes and our no is to be no, and anything other than that is of Satan, okay, Lucifer. And so by entering in, we also are committing idolatry. We're also placing the Baphomet, we're placing Satan, Lucifer, before us as God. And in the oaths, as you take them, You are removing Jesus Christ. You are canceling out the blood of Jesus. You are placing yourself under a curse that puts you in the bondage of the demonization, the fallen angels, those who are demon-possessed. Because remember, I mentioned that you do not have the authority over humans. And so humans, in the sense, are one of our biggest threats. Comes in the form of witchcraft, divination, and sorcery. Those who impose themselves onto us by the words, the oaths that they take, the spells, the vexes, those things that they place upon us as humans, as Christians, or those who believe in Jesus Christ, then in that battle that we have is confusion. Because confusion is in the very middle of what the occult does. They are deceptions. They are lies. This is what Freemasonry is based in, because the Illuminati themselves, when they were discovered, had to go completely underground. Now, hence again, you see the KKK and their masks as a representation. Now, when the Catholic Church was formed, again, this was all from those who called themselves Jews. If you can't beat them, join them. Okay, so everything was placed in here to be a counterfeit. So everything that we see in Freemasonry is a counterfeit of God and the representation of Lucifer, Baphomet, the serpent, those things that are God's enemies. And by being involved with it through your oaths, what these men have done, like in the Blue Lodge, when they first come into the first levels, most men don't get it. Some men have an idea when they come in, but the mass majority. So when they come in, they're looking for camaraderie, they're looking for friendship. Many may have come, you know, where they didn't even know their father, and this is a way for them to, you know, to get to be around men. You know, we have this with gangs, like the ones in Los Angeles. They'll come into a gang, do you understand that? And they'll be blood brothers. They'll take care of each other. They'll watch each other's back because that's their new family, okay? So when they come in and they take these oaths, what they've literally done is they've renounced God. They've renounced Jesus Christ. They've placed themselves under the authority of Baphomet, of Lucifer, of the serpent, and that all things that they do will be hidden and secret, and those things that are of the order as they go through the different degrees, that if they were to leave, if they were to expose, if they were to turn their back on the brotherhood, this is why the churches originally said, hey, brother, hey, sister. See, that had nothing to do with your brother in Christ. So what this meant then is that you, those things that you took as a curse, fear of death, fear of men, fear of being stabbed, fear of being shot, fear of noises, these things were a curse to be placed upon you and your family. Now, I've dealt with many people that were supposable Christians, those who said they believed in Jesus Christ, that became Masons through the ignorance or just through, you know, whatever their situation is. And because they did have Christ in them, they immediately start feeling the curses. They start having visitations. They start having body functions that were not appropriate at inappropriate times. The children were tormented, bad dreams. The wife was being sexually violated. You name it, it happens. That's how powerful this is. And this is in everything that is in Masonry is in direct opposition of God, so therefore it is an antichrist movement. All right? Now, as I mentioned before, the Knights Templars, the Golden Dawn, their Hermetic Order, Order Templus Orientos, the Rosicrucian, the Jesuits, everything that comes out of the cabal, even the Demolay, okay, for kids, the you know, you see some of the hand signs that were in the Boy Scouts, Okay, so what better way for the Masons to form the next generation than to get a hold of them and Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, and then of course you have that with Brownies, you have that, you know, all the sect for the girls. Now, when it comes to these particular societies, these particular orders, the secret societies, they all fall under the Illuminati, the black nobility. Okay, there's even, you know, you've heard of the Bilderbergers. Well, there's also the Bilderberger Secret Society group. They're the ones who come together and decide who's going to be the next president. So when we look at Trump and we look at Hillary, we need to understand the only reason they're in the position they are is because they got the okay from the Bilderberger group to even be there. Okay? All right? And it just goes on and on and on. Now, you know, the Vatican, the Catholic Church, everything, and if you're Catholic and all this and offends you, you need to wake up. You need to renounce Catholicism. You need to understand that this whole thing was put in place that the black Jesuits, which now are running the Vatican, which finally took them over. There may have been some people originally, just like those who come into Masonry, that may have, you know, thought they were doing well. But eventually they get weeded out. And so those men who come into Freemasonry that don't know anything, they never make it to the higher degrees. But it doesn't matter because they've already cursed their family. The ones who are willing to sell their souls, the ones who are willing to move forward, then go up through the ranks, right? Now, all of those that are at the head of these, whether they're a man or beast or not, there are those who are reptilians. There are those who are clones. Those that are hybrids, robotoids, whatever can fool you, whatever can go before the media, whatever can do a speech, whatever can run for a candidacy of any office, one whether it's the chief of police, whether it's of Department of Homeland Security, that's who's going to be in there. The Pentagon. The executive branch, Congress, the House, the Senate. We need to understand that if there's any humans in there, they're either scared to death, they will be replaced, and it's the same thing with the Supreme Court, by the way. Every one of them are bought out. There may be those who give the appearance. See, let me bring something up. When they decoded or were able to decode the encryption from the Germans. The British did this. When they were able to do that, they actually held on to it for some time. And there were thousands and thousands of U.S. and British soldiers who died when they didn't need to because they knew this particular invasion was going to come. They knew when they were going to land on these shores. They knew when they were going to drop bombs here and there. But they did not want them to know that they had the ability to decipher, because if they let it out, the cat out of the bag right off the bat, then they knew that they would go, you know, underground with this information and no longer would use that system, and then they'd have to start over again. So the British and the U.S. government factioned in the numbers of men and women to be killed, including citizens, to keep the secret that they had the ability to decode those things of the Germans. So men and women were sacrificed. You need to understand that those who are in office are doing the same thing. Even the protocol of the learned elders even admits in there that those who are supposedly Jews, those who are Zionists, that they too will be sacrificed in the order necessary to achieve the goal. Do you get that? Now, that's out of the order of what God would want. Okay? He wishes none should perish. He wants everyone to come to the understanding. And so through other means other than Jesus Christ, when you have to rely on Lucifer, when you have to rely on men in order to get the job done, that's what you have is death and destruction of the innocent. I want you to understand that. And Freemasonry is one of the key points in America for that. Because all the men and women who have come into this, whether it's Eastern Star, whether it's the Masonic Lodge, They are part of the lie and the deception to keep you, ladies and gentlemen, in the dark of the true evil that is upon us, that will come down like a banshee when the order is given. Now, with this electronic weaponry that's out right now, that will be achieved much easier. This was something a lot of us didn't see coming, or at least comprehend to the fullness of what it is. And I've got some new information that I uncovered today about how that's going to take place. Now, when you have individuals who are humans and are willing to sell their soul, you have demon possession. When you have renounced Christ, those who do not receive Jesus are cursed. And so those who are demon-possessed are under the full control. Now, you can be demonized. As I remember, I mentioned hoodwinked. Hoodwinked in itself is a spirit that when I say something to you, if I say to you, I'm going to go down to the store and I'm going to buy a half gallon of milk, what you hear is something to the effect, I'm going to get out of here because I can't stand you, and I'm going to go down to the bar and I'm going to drink myself silly. Do you see the exact opposite of what I said? This is hoodwinked. This is the deception. This is causing you to hear one thing and think another. This is America. This is where we're at. This is the curse of Freemasonry. And anyone that is having a hard time understanding what I just said, then those demons are doing their job, because there are demons specific to that application. We need to understand there are demons of hate, of rage, of molestation, of perversion, of lies, of antichrist, of sicknesses, of cancers, of infirmities, of mental illness, witchcraft, divination. Every type of spirit you could ever imagine is out there to infest us. This is why God placed his laws, the exact opposite of those things of Freemasonry, was to commit to him, to keep his commandments, to do those things so demons did not have a legal right to us. Freemasonry is the exact opposite. You are literally handing your life, your soul, your spirit over to Lucifer through the oaths. Now, the sins of the father, whether it's in Leviticus or Deuteronomy, whatever one you want to pick from, because it's all through there, they will visit onto the third and fourth generation. So your father, grandfather, great-grandfather, all the way up, okay? Some of them go to the tenth. It doesn't mean that it stops. It's just simply telling us that it can go that far without any further sins being done. But in that iniquitous pull, in that bondage that you are in because of the curse, you will sin again. You will do those things that are not seen by God as edifying. So in this perpetual motion of curses within us, again, we have the United States of America. We have homosexuality, we have same-sex marriage, we have transgender, we have blood on our hands from the killing of our own, hence the babies in the womb, the babies outside the womb. They want to kill, they want to do genocide on those children on up through. They want to kill the elderly. Do you understand that? We're to have respect for our elders. And Obama, through his staff of his board of killing, is to eliminate the elders. Do you understand in itself that brings a curse? Whenever we are disobedient to our parents, whenever we are disrespectful, we're warned that we must be respectful so it goes well for us. So this nation is so upside down because of Freemasonry. And if you know a Mason, he is not your friend. He is a liar. He will lie to your face, and he will deceive you into thinking that he's your friend and your buddy. He may need help. He may have something of an illness, and he wants you to come pray for him. But you ask him, when you look him right in the face, and you say, who is your God? And he will say, well, I believe in God, the Creator. Watch him slip and say the Architect. I will guarantee you that the Holy Spirit will allow that to happen. But you, since you haven't been trained, but you, since you were still in the church, but you who have been lied to by the mainstream, don't know any of this. And some of you are listening to somebody on a radio show every day who claims God to be the architect, ladies and gentlemen, he is a Mason. Do you understand that? It's time to wake up and understand that those who have been portrayed in front of you, as remember I mentioned, that if they're human, they can be a worse adversary because they can allow the demons that inhabit them to manipulate and control them for you to be cursed, to be word cursed, to be brought into a deception, for you to do things that you normally wouldn't do. You make bad choices. I did a show on that. All right? Now, when it comes to those reptilians, when it comes to clones, those things can be of handlers. Now, a reptilian, whatever level that wants to be, whether it's an essence of walk-in type thing, they may be in there in it themselves, but they also have the command of the demons. Now, there can be what I refer to as handlers. There can be those that are in the spirit realm through, we'll just call it clairvoyance, those things of necromancy, those things of soothsayers, those things that are able to tell the future, which is not. It's a manipulation of time. It's a manipulation of person's thought. And in this, they control the environment around them. So you can have a whole group of, let's say, a White House press. Okay, Obama is literally evil, period. Okay, he's probably one off the shelf. He'll expire in another 5 days, and the warranty will be continued again, and another one will take his place. But in the room of all the reporters, if you remember when Obama first came in, people worshipped him. People loved him. They thought he was the greatest thing. That man had done nothing other than put in place in Chicago the laws to continue the killing of the unborn, had nothing to stand behind him, but they hailed him as a great leader. They literally gave him awards. They sent him, you know, what a great manager he was in all of these things, and he hadn't done anything. Because they had been hoodwinked. They had bought in the lie. They had scales in their eyes, the veils over their face. So those who were in the media before him, who then trickled down to society with their writings, in and itself, because of receiving the lie, without verifying the spirit, without going through the scriptures, because the government should be based in God, and it's not. It's based in Freemasonry. So that means that the media carried the lie into the home of every man, woman, and child in this country. And the rest of the world laughs at us because they know how ridiculous the things they tell us are. When I was in Taiwan and was able to see different news medias, I was shocked. The stuff that's going on in that world is absolutely amazing, and you never hear about it in the United States. All right? Now, with that in its place, with demons out there as whistleblowers, as those agents who keep a track of everything, that through familiar spirits, through the communication in the spirit realm, whether they're reptilians, whether they're clones, whether they're robotoids or hybrids, they get a heads up before you do, because you're not walking in the spirit. You weren't baptized correctly. You didn't get the demons out of you. You're under the curse, and so you're operating blindly. This is what I've been trying to do for 16 years, is get you cleaned up for this day that's coming. Now, we have people out there of great wealth like Rockefeller. He's on his sixth heart. His surgeries are literally done in his home. He's got the ability to do that. So the question is, where do these hearts come from? Now, we need to understand, whenever there's a transfer of flesh, that in the essence of that person with the DNA goes with them. There are people who receive hearts. There are people who receive corneas. There are those who receive lungs that now take on the presence or the essence of the individual that they got. They can have the nightmares. The curse can even be transferred onto them. They can even know the history of that individual, relive it in dreams, or have some type of like a post-traumatic stress encounter that with a flashback of the issue that killed them. They know how they died. And the demons, because of the curse, goes along with that heart, goes along with that lung. It's one of the reasons why deliverance is so crucial, okay? Now, you need to remember that Rockefeller himself was the one who put in place the Twin Towers, which was eventually the setup for 9/11, which then, you know, brought in the new laws, stomping on the Constitution, put us again under the auspices of the control of those that do not have our best interest. Now, the Mossad was heavily involved. Okay, we have Zionism. Those who, just like Rockefeller and them, are still of Nazism. We need to understand that Hitler himself still had connection with the Zionists, okay? And the, again, with the order, if I talked about, of those that the protocols of the Elders of Zion, that Hitler himself knew that even his own had to be killed, okay? Don't believe anything that went on over in Europe. That whole thing was a line of deception. Again, we go back to Albert Pike. Now, communism, Karl Marx, Marxism, socialism, Satanist, Illuminati, the Black Nobility, the Masonic Lodge again, the Eastern Star, feminism, liberalism, okay, De Molay, as I mentioned with the Boy Scouts, Skull and Bones. Now, when we get into Skull and Bones, we need to understand that those who have run for office, those who have been in the presidency, are those of Skull and Bones. What that literally means, they have sold their soul, they are not human themselves, and if they are, they're only part human, that they were the counter in order to take over the executive branch, to inflict the executive orders, to overrule the Congress until Congress could completely be hoodwinked themselves. Now, when that takes place, whenever you've come into an agreement with those who are of the occult, those who are wicked, those who are evil, we have come into an agreement that places us under the curse, because we are told to come out. We are told to test. We are told to be wise as serpents. We are told to expose evil. And whenever you're hoodwinked like this, then that puts you under the curse. So there is going to be a mass destruction of those who claim to be God's people that were under the curse, who could have come out. Somewhere along the line, the Holy Spirit spoke to them, but they rejected that word. And because of that, then they were placed in the lie and allowed to have it. Now, along with this comes unforgiveness. Okay? Now, when we have unforgiveness against those who have done things against us, we need to understand that even those who placed us under this curse, whether it was our father, our grandfather, our great-grandfather, we need to forgive them for what they did, because it is an infliction. It is a trauma. It is a pain. It is destruction upon yourself. If you were walking down the alley and someone assaulted you and stole your wallet, okay, hit you over the head and you woke up, and then later on they realize the error of their ways, and they come to you, they bring you your wallet, they ask for forgiveness, they see what they have done is wrong, that's in your court to forgive them. But when it comes to the generational curse, they're no longer around because they're dead. So what we do is we stand in proxy, and in that offer the forgiveness. That sets the stage now to breaking the curse of Freemasonry. I need you to understand it. Now, when a person does not ask for forgiveness and they're alive, we see in Galatians that when we tell them this and they do not repent, we rebuke them. Okay? Now, again, baptism in itself, I did the show on this, and it was one of the, so far it's the biggest show ever. I went back and looked at the numbers again, and it's continuing to grow. Now, we need to understand that when you take things out of order, like communion, that in itself is seen as an abomination before the Lord. Same thing with circumcision. I talked about that in Galatians, that what they're doing today is a mutilation of young men's genitals, and in the trauma and those things that because the doctors, those who were in place are Masons, they knew that this trauma was part of satanic ritual abuse to cause us a programming. That when you are violated with such, and the parents being ignorant, which I was myself, then in that we need to understand of confessing and repenting of it. But in that comes along with the curses, that puts us in bondage with the trauma. Now, again, if you do communion out of order, that is a curse from God himself that places upon you. When you do baptism out of order, you're not putting on Christ as well. Do you understand that? You're not putting on Christ. So you don't have a covering. And this is where a lot of the deception comes from. Some of you go searching after the baptism of the Holy Spirit when you haven't even been cleaned up, when you haven't even been baptized right, when you haven't even done communion correctly. You may be under curses, and so you're hoodwinked. You've got these demons in you that are counterfeiting the presence of the Holy Spirit. I've seen copycat Jesus demons. I've seen it all, ladies and gentlemen, that manifest out of people when I cast their demons out. Now, again, with Lucifer portraying as a entity of Satan falls under masonry. So let's just take a step back and realize that everything is still Lucifer, and those factions of fallen angels, Azazel, that's either here now or coming back because of CERN. All these are different groups of fallen angels that have principalities and powers over certain areas. Okay? Now, I can guarantee you that since they are evil, that that when it comes to thieves, there is no honor amongst thieves. So they're fighting amongst each other. And getting back with the skull and bones, same thing with those guys, the Bushes. Okay? Johnson and all of them. They'll fight amongst themselves as to who will be in control. It's just going to be, you know, I can't even say the lesser of two evils because they're both classified as wicked, but they fight for who has control and who's going to be in that. So we also see in the book of Enoch that God turned the fallen ones, the offsprings, against each other, and they killed each other off. Unfortunately, man had been tainted by the seed, and that's why the great flood. Because those who were not tainted, those who did not have the seed, the serpent, were put on the ark. Do you understand that now? But in that was a confusion and a mass murder of themselves. And so these guys even today will, because demons will throw each other under the bus. I'll get the lesser ones get thrown under because the bigger ones are hiding behind them. Now, in this oath that you've taken, that your ancestors would have taken, we need to go back through systematically, like an onion, and peel all of them back. Because, see, deliverance has not been done on your family at all. You haven't broken curses. So you don't just have hundreds of years. You have thousands of years upon you. So if you come in and I get a couple of demons out, that may be just the first of many. Do you understand that? Some of you have thousands. And sometimes when I open up the Pandora's box, they come running out, and it's kind of like if you open something in an old house and these roaches went running everywhere, and you're sitting there stomping on them. You can't do it because there's so darn many of them. And unfortunately, that's the case. See, we were supposed to be doing deliverance all along, and we haven't. That's why we're in the condition that we are today and why we're so easily hoodwinked. Period. Now, Lucifer, portraying himself as Baphomet in Freemasonry, is both sexes. It's a transgender. It's an abomination because God made man and woman separate. So again, these are counterfeits. These are things that basically fly in the face of what God did. So these things are a corruption. Now, in these oaths, again, as I mentioned, your yes is to be yes and your no is to be no. That by taking the oaths of being under Baphomet, submitting yourself to Lucifer, that those things of heaven and in earth, whether it's below the earth or above, in the spirit realm or on the physical, now have a legal right to you. You have placed yourself under the sign of a curse. Curses are carried out by demons, and so those things that have not even appeared yet are going to eat your lunch. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is no time to be ignorant, okay? Now, when we go back through and we offer forgiveness, we stand in proxy for our ancestors, we forsake, we renounce their involvement, okay? In that then blocks that. Okay, now this is done in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus plus nothing. You do not come to the Father unless it's through Christ. So this all has to be in the name of Jesus. Now, again, the prayer release of Masons and their descendants, I'm just hitting the basics here, and it looks like I'm going to go a while because I've only gotten through a couple of my notes. And again, this is a series that I'm going to do, so I'm just going to keep going. So in this, as we renounce and we break these things off, what we're doing is we're getting rid of witchcraft, we're getting rid of divination, we're getting rid of sorcery, we're getting rid of pharmakia, soothsaying, clairvoyance, and those acts of necromancy. Now, I recommend that those things are also done separately. But as we go through the renouncing of Freemason, this is the basis of what you're doing. But what you're doing is you're systematically peeling that onion back, removing any legal right, we're closing any entry point, and we're lifting any stronghold. That is what you're doing. We're cleansing you. We're getting you ready for these things coming. Because when these things come upon the earth, and most of them are already here, I believe, if not, what is going to come will be so overwhelming that when you're not in fear, because the curses that come through this also is fear, okay, and I'm going to go through this in a minute, that in that fear, you will not fight back, okay? Fear is the exact opposite of faith. So when you've gone through these, you're gaining your faith back because you are bringing yourself out from underneath the auspices of man, beast, and demonic, and placing yourself back under God. So then that way you're willing to stand up. Now, as they go through these things in the releasing of the prayers, we need to understand that as they refer to God, they're referring to the architect. Now, I'm not talking about the Wirota. I'm talking about those in the Masons. So we're renouncing the fact that God's an architect. No, he isn't. He's a creator, okay? So anything that is referred to as an architect is that of an antichrist. Now, again, this is all a Luciferian doctrine, the cabal, okay, going back to Solomon, going back to Nimrod, Babylonianism, okay, Judaism, Zionism, Catholicism, Islam, Baptist, those things that come out of the seminaries, and again, leading to dispensation, which is the foundation of most of the doctrines that are within the so-called Christian churches today. Now, when you continue in this behavior, you are becoming an idolatrist. So you are committing idolatry, which is blasphemy. It's a blasphemy against God. We also see in the commandments that is also breaking of the commandments. So if we break one commandment, we are guilty of all of them. If you're going to continue in your behavior, then you have placed yourself underneath the law. When you have done that, then you have rejected Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. Do you see the interweaving, how intricate this is, and why we have to go back like an onion peel? Because this should have been taken care of a long time ago, and it wasn't, right? So in this comes secrecy, okay? In that secrecy is deception. In that deception is the greed of money and power. And pride brings us into it. Now, these are actually Masonic levels, and each of them and their different oaths and their different degrees accentuates, creates, establishes all of this for you to be cursing your family, or your ancestors did that, and this is why you're in the position you are in. And that is that you have fear. You have fear of death, fear of men. Think about that. Fear of men. So you're not willing to come up against those of control. Because look, the Constitution is quite clear that any government that is a tyrant government, anything that opposes the Constitution and the will of the people must be dismantled, must be taken down. So the fear of man keeps you from standing against authority. This authority is self-governed. It is not of God. God gave us this authority. This is Lucifer coming in and usurping that authority. So when we have that, then we have fear of trusting. When we have fear of trusting, then we're not able to give ourselves. When we don't give ourselves, we don't even give ourselves to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Okay? Why? Because those in Masonry that have placed curses on you have made Lucifer master, grandmaster, master of ceremonies, Tyler master, worshipful master. Okay? And what does this do? This entraps men in the curse and of the family, which brings helplessness. You feel helpless, like you can't do anything because you're not in Christ. You weren't baptized in Christ. You didn't receive Christ. You rejected Christ. So Lucifer, the fear, those things of the opposite have you. Helplessness brings hopelessness, and your hopelessness brings death. Okay? Now, whenever you're in that position, and there are those things that come down even through. Now, you need to remember, the curse of the garden comes down through man and not of woman. Okay, that's why Mary was still qualified when the Holy Spirit came into her and she conceived and bore Jesus. She did not have those curses on her, but the men do. That's why the Holy Spirit had to be the one. But when it comes to curses that we do as man, when we are disobedient and those things of abomination can come down through women, because you can have fornication, you can have idolatry, you can have those things, okay? So when this comes down, then we also need to forgive our mothers. We need to forgive our grandmothers, not just men. You need to understand that, for their sins that they have done. Now, with the entrapment of those of distrust, those who do not believe, then there's a separation of men who have entered into Freemasonry, that through the secrecy that they keep their wives in the dark. They're no longer their friend, which is the exact opposite of what God put upon us, told us to do, because Eve, or our wives, was to be our partner, our friend, the one to be in fellowship with. Do you get that? Fellowship. You don't just fellowship with your buddy. You fellowship with your wife. She becomes your lover. She becomes your friend. She becomes your wife. She becomes your partner, the one that you can entrust your life to. Okay? Now, doesn't mean that you place them above God. God is, that marriage is to be placed under God. So a marriage, two people come together to make a marriage. So the marriage is on the table, and it's what you, as a husband and wife, bring to the table to strengthen the marriage. When you have someone who's in Freemasonry, you have somebody that now denies that involvement of relationship and bondage. So now you have taken off the table what God has wanted you to place in, and so now your marriage is under a curse because of such things of disobedience that the devil is in the details of it. Okay? So this distrust then brings a rejection to the wife, which is exactly what was happened in the garden. Adam and Eve were rejected for their sins. They were thrown out. And in that, they were abandoned into the physical realm out of the spirit. So now your wife is abandoned. You've abandoned your affections to her. You've done those things. Okay, this is what Masons do. And in that is a curse that's placed upon. So ladies, do you understand why your husbands are the way? Now, you need to remember, Freemasonry can be in Mexico, can be in China, can be in Japan, can be in Russia. Okay, it's a worldwide epidemic of infection into society. So this is why all cultures are experiencing this. Now, with this distrust, then the women, in their anguish of, because we need to remember that women were to be drawn to their husbands. It was part of being thrown out of the garden. So in this separation, there's an emptiness within the woman, and then she then removes herself from the marriage emotionally. And of course, divorces come from this and everything else. That in itself brings divorce. That in itself can bring an absolute devastation within a family, because the love is no longer there. the desire to be with each other is no longer there. Then you don't have each other's back. You're not under God, so you're not covering each other. So again, the devil is in the details in the marriage. Okay? When you have a loss of love, you can grieve it. So many of you are grieving, and what you're actually grieving is the curse that's within your family because of the loss of the relationships prior to your being born, whether it was your father, your great-grandfather, that have to do with your grandmother and your mother. Because this carries down through into you as a child. Because if your mother is in that situation, then that spirit, which is rejection, then gets passed on to you. Some of you now know why you weren't in a relationship with your mothers. Okay? They were under a curse. And in this rejection, that carries on to you. Now, some of you didn't know your fathers. Some of you to this day, you cannot experience the Father's love, the Father of the heavens, the Creator, the God of the Bible, because you didn't even know your earthly father's love. You then lost your worth. You don't understand the beauty and those things that are treasured in you by God, and so you see yourself as less than. And so you end up in bad relationships. You give yourself to bad boys. You get involved with people that are extremely toxic and destructive to you because you no longer have self-worth. Do you understand how intricate this curse is from the Masons? So every Mason lodge in every town, and they're everywhere, has cursed you, and they need to be exposed. This is why here in Kootenai County, the sheriff is a Mason, the chief of police is a Mason. And they will not answer my emails of my concerns of those things that are taking place. Now, along with this loss of love that you're grieving can bring those things of illnesses. Because you can bring hatred into it too. You can bring bitterness and unforgiveness. You see how it just stonewalls down the hill? Now, in these curses also brings heart attack, brings stroke. Now, that can happen from the bitterness of the toxicity of your body because of the mental status that you're in. But other thing that comes through the Freemasonry curses through the man is respiratory issues, emphysema, those things of deviated septum, those things of sleep deprivation, asthma, those things that literally can choke your heart out. Now, in that is also the fear of death. So if you're having an asthma attack, you can be brought into another level of panic that a normal person wouldn't have that could literally bring you to the death. Do you see? And the demons are in there. The demons are while you're down, they're kicking you. Okay? All right? Now, the other thing that can happen is a loss of sex drive in a marriage because of this, okay? So because we're told to come together as husband and wife, okay? So the devil cannot come between us, and then when we come out, then we go into prayer, okay? But the other thing can be a hypersexual action where demons come in, and in that, then in the ceremonies that they're willing to go to the next levels, that they're willing to do things of homosexuality. They're willing to engage with whores, with prostitutes, or even to bring in a woman who's in bondage, who was kidnapped, and or was brought in or reared up for these particular services. Now, and I'm not going to say that's in every lodge, but there can be in what we call a reenactment. You need to understand that. They may not actually do it, but they also reenact these. And for the very involvement, the fact that you're willing to do this curses you. Now, when we look at Jack the Ripper out of London, there's all the indications that he himself was a Mason, most likely was a well-renowned surgeon. Because of the mutilation of the bodies, what he had done to them was so strategic, was so perfect, was so accurate that only a surgeon could have done this. But as you take a step back and look at the big picture of all the killings and place them in the ceremonies, that they actually were rituals, and then these bodies were just dumped later. Okay? Many of them were dismembered. Now, when we look at the different degrees of Masonry, we understand that 33, as Julie's been pointing out with Gematria, Jesus at 33, I've mentioned about when the angels came and landed, they were at latitude 33.33 degrees, longitude 33 point. Okay, so all these have something to do all the way back to the fall of man, all the way back to the fallen angels. Now, in Morocco, that when those who, by the way, were of the Cabal, those of Muhammad, those of Allah, those of Muslims, because it's all tied, we need to understand Freemasonry also has the crescent moon, also has the sword of the Muslims, that the Shriners in Morocco, that when they came in and they killed all the Christians, that they took those little funny hats that they wear, which is in the shape of Nimrod's the Babylonian tower, that they dipped that in the blood of the Christians that were flown in the streets. So when you see the Shriners' hospitals, when you see those that come in the parades and such, and you see those hats, even in some churches and Baptist churches in the South, there'll still be a whole line of them wearing those hats in church. That's an oxymoron. Because in reality, those who were in Christ, that's a representation of their murder. Now you say, Scott, but they're the ones who have the hospitals. What better avenue to bring children into a hospital who are already in a desperate situation, to place them in a bondage that if they do heal them, if they do cure them, that they live out their life in under that curse? And as terrible and as bad as that sounds, I'm afraid it's the truth. I mentioned that I had an individual that when I went to what's called a ham fest in a parking lot, and the Shriners had put it on, so it was their parking lot. This was back in 1985, I think. That I had three of these Shriners walk up to me, and one of them went absolutely ballistic, and he literally wanted to hit me, and the other two guys had to hold him back. Now, I need to let you know that my hands had my two little girls. I was holding my oldest to my right, and I was holding the hand of my youngest to my left. It would have been a sucker punch. I would have gone down, and my kids would have been hurt. Now, where is the love of children in that action? To this day, I still have no real idea what was going on, because I was not a Christian, other than the demons in him knew that someday I would be serving Jesus. And thank goodness that those two men did that, because you understand that I was in my prime, and though I may have taken a punch, I would have cleaned his clock. And I can assure you the headlines in the paper would have read, Mason assaults father with two children, and that would have gone over like a lead balloon. And I can assure you, too, that I would have taken that to the end, because anyone that hurts my kids, because they would have been injured. See, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that your children are part of this curse. You don't get rid of it now, they're going to be inflicted with everything. That's why it's so crucial to do this. Go to my website at scottinser.org and download this. Okay? All right. I'm going to just end it with this, because what I'm going to do now, next week, I'm going to start getting into the degrees. And as I go through these degrees, it's going to relate with everything that I just talked about. But again, be reminded that our nation is based in Freemasonry, and the control and auspices of those in Washington, D.C., this is a curse on the nation. So God tells us to come out of her, to come out of Babylon. So by doing this, you are coming out. You are making a conscious effort of recognizing evil, separating yourself, and putting yourself back underneath the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what this is all about. All right. Again, I want to thank everyone for supporting this website, for supporting this show, supporting Tinfoil Hat Club. We've got some challenges coming up. So, again, please just be patient for me. I'm not getting back to all the emails as I'd like to as fast. and the phone calls, but I'm doing the best that I can. So just understand that we have not seen anything yet. The idea of breaking Freemasonry off of you is to put you in a position that you have the ability to fight back. Because if you have the spirit of fear in you, you will cower. You'll be that little puppy that puts the tail between the legs and urinates on itself. I don't like to be crude, but I'm just going to lay it out. I have seen men, adult males, be cowards because of what the enemy has done. And it's shameful. Now, we were all once children. We were cursed. We were violated. We were those things that were done to us. And now we're adults. But, you know, when I was once a child, I acted like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So what Paul's telling us, that when we come to Christ, we understand who we are. That I'm a man. I am one who's taken responsibility for those things that were given to me, because much is given, much is expected. That in my commitment to Jesus Christ and keeping his commandments, the Great Commission, that I have a responsibility to behave in an order that shows the order of God. And so that is what I'm doing. And if I have to slap you across the face in order to get you out of a building, a burning building, then that's what I'm going to do. Just understand that your children are next. And so there you go. All right, God bless everyone. And if you have any questions, please, Mel, just be patient. And we will see you tomorrow on Tinfoil Hat Club with Julie. All right, God bless.